This is Voice of Korea.
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 Begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, welcome to Voice of Korea. Now here is Soo Jung here in this transmission. First in news, the news is followed by the third installment of Section 1. We struck Commander Wang and Wanyu Wenshin of Chapter 13 towards Mount Pector from the reminiscences of the great leader President Kim Il-sung with the century. And then we present an account, brilliant Sungun Commander Marshal Kim Jong-il. And then foreign comments on this item, legendary great man glorifies Korea with his Sungun-based leadership from our regular program, All People Praise. After that we present an account, light comedy, Echo of the Mountain, another masterpiece of Korea. Finally, we present an account on this matter, sinister attempt to do harm to compatriots in collision with outsiders. And you enjoy some songs between the programs.
Now here's the news. The Cameroon Radio FM 90.5 recently featured the 15th anniversary of the publication of the great leader Kim Jong-un's famous work. Giving priority to ideological work is essential for accomplishing socialism. It reported that leader Kim Jong-un's work advances the idea of keeping hold on ideology as the main factor and definitely placing ideological work above all other affairs in accomplishing the socialist cause on the basis of a profound analysis of the role of de-establishment and consolidation and development of the social system and essential characteristics of the socialist society. Saying that the past 15 years long development of socialist Korea since the publication of the work eloquently proves the vitality of the idea and theory of leader Kim Jong-il, the radio stressed that his work is a highly important guideline that should be read on by not only Korean people but also the parties and peoples of all countries aspiring after socialism.
We detailed the gist of the great leader Kim Jong-un's famous work, giving priority to ideological work as essential for accomplishing socialism, was carried by the Egyptian newspaper Al-Masawiya on the 1st.
Recently, a meeting was held and an art performance was given in Nezahualcóyotl City, Mexico State, Mexico, opening ceremony of a TPK book photograph and handicraft exhibition in Sharapskaya City, Moscow region, Russia, and opening ceremony of a TPK photo exhibition in Curitiba City, Paraná State, Brazil, on the occasion of the 46th anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-un's start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, and the 10th anniversary of the publication of the 25th North-South Joint Declaration. Displayed at the exhibitions were portraits of the great leader President Kim Il-sung wearing a sun-like smile, and photos on the 9 exploits of leader Kim Jong-il, books and photos on Sun-in Korea, rapidly building a thriving country, and handicrafts showing the wisdom and talents of the Korean people. Present day were prisoners of different sections and other people in those countries. The speakers at the function said, under the experienced and seasoned guidance of leader Kim Jong-il, the Workers' Party of Korea has been strengthened and developed into an invincible party with transparent guiding idea and a mass party of single-hearted unity deep-rooted among the popular masses. They expressed full support and solidarity to the struggle of the Korean people achieving great successes under the leadership of Kim Jong-il.
Wen Jiabao, Premier of the State Council of the People's Republic of China, on Wednesday sent a message of greetings to Che Yun-min, Premier of the Cabinet of the DPRK, newly elected at the third session of the 12th Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK. The message stressed that the Chinese side would make joint efforts with the Korean side to further expand exchanges and cooperation between the two countries in all spheres, steadily develop relations between the two countries, and provide welfare to the two countries and peoples. The message wished Korea prosperity, the Korean people happiness, and the premier success in his work.
Mass rallies are held in succession in different parts of the TPRK. In violation of the anti-TPRK confrontation plots of the U.S. imperialists and the traitorous Leningrad group. The reporters and speakers at the rallies resolutely denounced the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitors who fabricated the sinking of a warship and the running amok to realize their mission for invasion of the North. They expressed a firm resolve to effect a great revolutionary upsurge with a rifle in one hand and a hammer sickle in the other, in order to rally firmly behind the great Kim Jong-il, so as to win the final victory in the sacred war of justice and accelerate the building of a thriving socialist country.
Farms in Nampo City, South Pyongan Province, and different other parts of Korea finished the cotton planting in time through a powerful promotion of the farm work in the spirit of frustrating the anti-DPRK moves of the U.S. imperialists and the traitorous Leningrad group of South Korea.
The soldier police involved in the construction of Hechon Power Station No. 2 carried out 3 years' quarter in the production of building parts and elements in 1 year and increased the daily record of concrete tamping of the dam more than 1.5 times as against the highest record of last year, with a determination to smash the anti-DPK moves of the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitors Leningrad group with the invincible might of Sun-in Korea. Thanks to the devoted efforts of the soldier builders, nearly 50% of the whole volume of the project has been finished at present.
Artists of the People the Opera Troupe of Korea performed the opera The Dream at the Red Mansion in Shenzhen on the 6th and the 7th amid the hot wind of the opera blowing across China. The newspapers Shenzhen Shengbao and Zhongbao, Shenzhen Satellite Television, Shenzhen City Television, and other media gave a wide publicity to the arrival of the opera troupe and its preparations for performance and the opera, The Dream at the Red Mansion, from the days before the start of the performance. The performance triggered off stormy sensations of the audience. The audience said Korean artists represented the Chinese work and moved the Chinese people to tears, and added that the future of the Korean arts, guided by leader Kim Jong-il, is really bright.
The General Association of Koreans in the United States posted a commentary in the homepage on the 4th, criticizing the South Korean puppet traitor Lee Myung-bak clique's policy of dependence on outside forces. The commentary said, "It has been already known that the sinking of a warship during the South Korea-U.S. joint military exercise was not linked with the North, but the Lee Myung-bak group, in league with the United States, have intentionally brought military tensions, forfeitingly linking the case to the North, so as to avoid responsibility and realize the political purpose." The Lee member group, in cooperation with outside forces, are checking the route of national reconciliation, cooperation and exchange that opened thanks to the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration, and inviting a real crisis, the commentary announced.
The Institute for Civil Rights Studies and the South Korean Solidarity for the Implementation of the South North Joint Declaration released a commentary on the 4th, denouncing the puppet police outrages committed under fascist laws, referring to the fact that the security investigation team of the police suddenly broke into the house of a member of the Institute for confiscation and search on the 3rd. The commentary criticized that it cannot be construed otherwise than an attempt to make up for the defeat in the recent elections to local autonomous bodies with repression by public security authorities.
A meeting of Koreans in Europe for reunification was held in Germany on the 5th, in commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the June 15th Joint Declaration. Present at the meeting were the European Regional Committee for the Implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration and other Korean organizations. A resolution was read out at the meeting. The resolution said, thanks to June 15th Joint Declaration and its action program October 4th Declaration, which gave great emotion and hope to the Korean nation, the inter-Korean relations steadily developed towards reconciliation and cooperation and continued. But the South Korean Lee member regime tramples down all those achievements and totally negates the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration, pursuing anti-reunification confrontation policy. As said recently, the South Korean traders distorted the thinking of the warship Chunan during the joint military exercise with the United States as a provocation of the North, and persist in the racket to pull the international community to sanctions against the DPRK.
Foreign organizations expressed solidarity to the principal stand of the DPRK to cope with the anti-DPRK smear campaign of the United States and the South Korean Lee member group of traitors. The Komsomolsk Na Umoe City Committee of the Communist Party of the Russian Federation recently sent a letter to the mission of the DPRK in Khabarovsk and the Ecuadorian Guarando Association for Friendship, Culture and Solidarity with the Korean people, issued a statement in full support of the stand of the DPRK, declaring a resolute counteraction to the anti-DPRK confrontation moves of the South Korean authorities, the stooges of the U.S. imperialists. The letter and the statement paid the highest respect to the esteemed leader Kim Jong-il, who led the Korean people to victory.
The Nepal Korea Friendship Association, the Afro-Asian People's Solidarity Committee of Nepal, the National Anti-Imperialist Forum, the Study Forum for Self-Reliance, the Institute for the Church Studies, the Journalist Association, the Association for Support to Sangam Politics, the Peace Action Committee, the National Press Club, the Nepalese Committee for Support to Korea's Reunification, and the Nepalese Committee for the Promotion of Korea's Reunification issued a joint statement on June the 3rd in support of the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DPRK and a press statement of a spokesman for the DPRK Ministry of Foreign Affairs dated May the 28th and the June the 15th Inter-Korean Joint Declaration. The joint statement denounced the South Korean authorities for the radical attempt to refer the case of the Chunan to the UN Security Council and create an atmosphere of international pressure on the DPRK in league with the United States. The joint statement fully supported a statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DPRK and stressed that the U.S. administration must put an end to its hostile policy towards the DPRK, sign a solid peace treaty with Korea, pull its forces out of South Korea at once, and terminate provocative military exercises. In another development, Bishwanath, Director General of the International Institute of the Church Idea, recently gave a statement to media denouncing the South Korean traitors for their moves against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The Chinese People's Daily recently carried an account of a delegation of young reporters of the newspaper on its visit to the DPRK under the title, Spills to a New Speed. The account said what the delegation saw and heard for a few days was the vigorous advance of Korea to insistently improve the people's living and hit a target of a great prosperous and powerful nation. The account introduced the faculty buildings, gymnasium, library and e-library in particular at Kim Il-sung University and said, that Korea is constantly enforcing free education and free medical care systems, promoting the construction of 100,000 flats and public service facilities in Pyongyang, and art pieces are being created one after another.
The Mexican newspaper Unidad Nacional recently carried an article titled Strength of Spirit of Korea, illustrated with a picture of the general view of Pyongyang City. The article said, more than 60-year long history of the TPRK can be said to be a continuation of miraculous events, and gave a detailed account of the successes made by the TPRK in the past. It said the transparent, independent spirit of the popular masses and the strength of their faith and will can be explained only as the spiritual strength of the Korean people, a special might possible only in Korea, and added that the spirit of resolute defense of the leader and the spirit of the single-minded unity, despite during the anti-Japanese war, have become the greatest essence and fundamental core of the spiritual strength of the Korean people. The newspaper stressed that surprising successes are being achieved in the building of a prosperous nation of Korea every day, when entire people are fully displaying their spiritual strength in response to the call of leader Kim Jong-il. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Hyun-ung and Chung Chul. This is Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, now is the time for the great leader President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with a century. Commander Wang and one over Wang Xiang of Chapter 13 towards Mount Baekdu. Although we failed to achieve a common front, we gained stability. Neither Wang's unit nor Wang Xiang's unit disturbed us any longer. We are now able to concentrate on our own affairs. While at Manjiang and Daying, we held peace negotiations with the local military and police forces of the puppet Manchukuo and succeeded in obtaining their promise of non-interference. We arrived at Manjiang towards the end of April 1936. Approximately 30 policemen were stationed there. It would have been easy to destroy such a small force, but we didn't resort to armed action. We sent our representative and held negotiations with the police force. We said, "We'll not touch you. Will you allow us to stay in the village? Surely you can leave us alone, as if you had not seen us. And also, if you were accused by your superiors that you could not resist because the guerrilla army was too strong." The police force readily complied with our request. They were even grateful that the guerrillas had come to negotiate rather than attack them. Wei Donghak placed a machine gun near a house not far from the defense corps and posted a machine gunners and civilian clothes to stand guard around the clock. Meanwhile, at Manjiang, I prepared most of the documents to be submitted to the meeting at Tongjiang related to the foundation of the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland. As there was no danger of attack from the enemy, I was able to continue my work smoothly and quickly. We were generous and lenient towards the enemy, which was reluctant to fight us. This was our policy towards the enemy, a policy we kept as an iron rule ever since we started the armed struggle against the Japanese. This code of military action was maintained by the Korean People's Revolutionary Army throughout the whole anti-Japanese armed struggle. We didn't take up arms to kill others, but rather to save ourselves. The rescue of our motherland and fellow countrymen, this was the aim and mission of our struggle. Our weapons were only used when it proved necessary to punch the enemy, who were stifling our nation and harming our people's lives and property during the occupation of our country. The sword of justice in the hands of our army provided benevolent protection to those who deserved to be kept alive, whereas it meted out determined and merciless punishment to those who did not deserve to live, who were wicked and resistant. Commander Wang, who remained quiet during the spring, resumed for some reason his punitive operations against a Chinese anti-Japanese unit at the beginning of the summer. He had probably been pressured by the Japanese garrison force and military police stationed in the Fosun County town. The cutheads of soldiers of Chinese anti-Japanese units began to be hung again on telegraph posts in the streets of Fosun, and soldiers of many units under Wang Chen's command began to desert again. The revived expression of the real nature of mountain rebels as selfish, short-sighted, and lukewarm towards the idea of anti-Japanese national salvation irritated us as we were working hard to rally anti-Japanese forces. If we had failed to check Wang's punitive operations, Wang Chen's unit would have been unable to avoid collapsing. I wrote to Commander Wang for a second time. I said, "We have received unpleasant information to the effect that the police force under your command have resumed punitive operations against mountain rebels. If this is true, then we have broken our agreement. I advise you to give the matter prudent thought, lest you stain your honor because of the broken promise. Bear in mind that our generosity will not apply to an enemy who is obstinately provocative and resistant." I received no reply from Commander Wang to the letter of warning, though 1 week passed. The punitive attacks on Wang Chen's unit continued. He seemed to be a saint. "I will not be intimidated by your warnings. I am not a coward. I am ready to accept your challenge." Reinforcements of hundreds of punitive troops from Kuantan Army came to vantage points in Fosun County. Wang became more arrogant than ever. Early in July, I warned Wang again for the last time. 4 or 5 days after the last letter, I received the news that Wang's unit had surprised the camp of Wang Chen's troops near Dajianchang instead of replying to my letter. At that time, we were in a forest in the border area between Fosun and Lingjiang counties. Wang's action angered me and my comrades in arms. It was impossible to expect the commander of the puppet Manchukuo police force, which was under the control of its Japanese masters, to keep his promise with the communists faithfully to the last minute. However, we didn't deny that they were also Chinese and that they had reasons of their own. Trusting that reason underwrote our psychological warfare on the puppet Manchukuo army. Our success in persuading them and concluding a non-interference agreement resulted from that trust. Most of the middle and low-ranking officers of the hostile force we had shown our trust in remained loyal to their promise. Such officers included the regimental commander of the puppet Manchukuo army, whom I came to know by chance and honor, and a battalion commander of the same army, who supplied us regularly with copies of the magazine Tianjin for Dr. Chaihe. But one and old acquaintance of mine discarded his promise, as he would do with a pair of worn-out shoes. A man without faith in his course will end in perfidy. I believe that Wang was not confident about the victory of the Korean and Chinese peoples over the Japanese. We could not forgive Wang for his treachery. We were enraged at his shooting in reply to our patience and goodwill. You have just heard the third installment of Section 1, where Strike Commander Wang and Wang over Wang Chen of Chapter 13 towards Mount Baekdeur from the great leader President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences of the century. This is Voice of Korea.
Now, you listen to the count. Bring in to Silver Commander Marshal Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il was received already the title of Marshal of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on April 20, 1992. It was the unanimous desire of the entire Korean people and people's army service persons to award the title of Marshal to leader Kim Jong-un, and it was a deserved estimation of the era of his great military exploits. Kim Jong-un has continued the march of his field rivals to the army units and trained the People's Army into an invincible army since he started his Sengun-based leadership in August 1960. Relying on the invincible revolutionary armed forces, he resolutely smashed the military provocations of the U.S. imperialists, including the Pueblo incident in 1968 and the Panmunjom incident in 1976, and their frantic military exercises such as Kim Spirit 83 joint military exercises, and thus honorably defended the dignity of the country and nation in the severe annals of revolution. In the early 1990s, the confrontation of the world changed from East-West confrontation to DPRK-US confrontation due to the collapse of socialism in different countries. The whole world watched Korea. At the time, leader Kim Jong-un led the confrontation with the U.S. imperialists to victory with matchless courage and confidence that we are sure to win. In early 1991, a lot of modern planes and warships of the U.S. imperialists were heading for the DPRK to participate in the Team Spirit 91 joint military exercises. At the moment, it was unimaginable by a common sense that the chief of the general staff of the Korean People's Army would leave his office. So officials decided to cancel the scheduled visit of a military delegation, including him, to Cuba. Knowing it, leader Kim Jong-un resolutely said the delegation should not delay but leave for Cuba as planned. So the chief of the general staff, who should be at the operation table in the urgent situation on the eve of war, boarded an airliner to fly to the island country of the Faroe continent. Really, it was beyond expectation to a man of common courage. When the airliner carrying him stopped over in a country for shutdown, the high-ranking military officer of the country expressed admiration, saying, "Now the whole world is focusing on us and Korea ready for action, but your chief of the general staff is on foreign visit. Haven't you got a wand of a fairy lamp to put all foreign invaders to sleep?" General Kim Jong-un remains unwavering in any challenges of the formidable enemy. The Korean People's Army and the Korean people had respected Kim Jong-un as the supreme commander of the Korean People's Army on December 24, 1991, and he was awarded the title of Marshal of the DPRK on April 20, 1992. It was under the Sengun-based leadership of respectable Kim Jong-un that the Korean people won victory in the fireless war with the U.S. imperialists and began to build a great prosperous and powerful nation. Thanks to the brilliant Sengun commander Marshal Kim Jong-un, the Korean people have been and will be victorious forever. Account, brilliant Sengun commander Marshal Kim Jong-il. This is Voice of Korea.
Now there is a male chorus of state merited chorus. Our general is a great Sengun commander. Now you will hear a male chorus. Comrade Kim Jong-il is our supreme commander. Today, the world public is speaking highly of great Kim Jong-il, who is leading Korea to victory under the banner of Sunmun or Army First Politics. Kujimin Ajin Yevgenievichi, Vice Chairman of the Russian Youth Association for the Study of Sunmun Politics, said,
"Особенно важно то, что, несмотря на то, что после безвременной кончины великого вождя товарища Ким Ир Сена много стихийных действий как бы выпало на голову корейского народа.
After the demise of the great leader President Kim Ir Sung, Korea was in great difficulty on the Artists' March and First March, caused by pressure of the outside force and repeated natural disasters. But under the Sunmun-based guidance of leader Kim Jong-il, Korea remained unperturbed and is now victoriously advancing. The U.S. imperialists and their stooges attempt to obliterate Korea with strength, but the Korean army and people have become stronger under the Sungun-based leadership. The Sungun politics is giving a greater blow to the vicious moves of the U.S. imperialists and their stooges. The Korean radio said, His Excellency Kim Jong-un has opened the Sungun era, a new era of history, by carrying forward and developing in depth the ideal and line on attaching importance to arms and military affairs that have run through the long history of the Korean Revolution. The amazing successes in Korea today are a precious result of the outstanding leadership ability of His Excellency Kim Jong-un, who is holding fast to the Sungun idea and the line on attaching importance to military affairs, and leading the Korean army and people to victory with his distinguished wisdom, scientific insight, uncommon courage, and iron will. That is why the progressive humanity of the world are speaking highly of him as the most prominent great man of the present times. Shaliwa Undiki, teacher of the Loreto International School of Tanzania, said,
I could also talk about maybe the Sundown politics about leader Kim Jong-un. Actually, it consolidates the state power. I also experienced the validity and the vitality of the Sundown politics. With respect, leader Kim Jong-un is the true defender of justice and defender of happiness to make the country free, to stand for the people. All that he does is everything is for the people. I'm sure that Korea will continue and to prosper in future too. Under the guidance of the leader, Kim Jong-un, successor of Comrade Kim Il-sung.
You've just heard the following comments on the title, Legendary Great Man Glorifies Korea with His Sungun-based Leadership, from our regular program, All People Praise. This is the Voice of Korea. Now you enjoy a male chorus of State Merited Chorus, Cantata to Comrade Kim Jong-il.
The Monty Phantom continues hunting. Light comedy, Echo of the Mountain, another masterpiece of Korea. The Center Theatrical Troupe of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has recently re-presented the light comedy, Echo of the Mountain. The light comedy was created and performed already in the early 1960s. Recently, the creators and artists of the Affirmative State Theatrical Troupe of Korea have represented the light comedy in keeping with the requirement of the times and are performing it at the Pact Theater. The light comedy is set against the background of the 1960s when a mass innovation movement called Cholimae Movement was widespread in Korea with the start of a vigorous advance for socialist construction. Young people and officials of a rural village entered the stage of the comedy. At a time when miracles and innovations are effected across the country at the speed of Cholimae, a legendary horse which is said to run 1,000 li a day, the rural villagers join in the current. The comedy begins with the echo of the cry, "Ah," made by the main character Hwang Seok-cho, an ex-serviceman, towards Mount Bundari. Seok-cho is a young man with a great ideal and ambition. From the first day after his return from the military service, he works hard for agricultural production. To increase grain production, he presents a bold and creative plan for reclaiming the mountain to get tens of hectares of crop area. Managerial chairman Song Jie and working labor Pao Su are passively relying on their experiences and not accept his plan, saying it is the best way to remove stones from the edges of field and increase the utilization of land as there is no land to reclaim in the mountain village. Under the guidance of the chairman of the Red Party Committee, Seok-cho mobilizes young people of its village and reclaims the forsaken Mount Bundari. The echo of the cry made by Seok-cho in the first scene of the comedy shows the truth that the echo of one man's cry is not loud, but that of people united with one mind and purpose can shake the mountain. The comedy also shows that young people have no special place where to realize their ideal and ambition, but the place they must stand is their home village, which they can turn into socialist fairyland, and where they can perform miracles and death at their workplaces. A girl named Ogun, well known as an aureole of the village, always thinks of singing on the stage of a luxurious theater. She feels remorse for a wrong thought and finds out a rational working method to make an innovation in the reclamation of Mount Bundari. Young man Ki-sun, with a passion for inquiry, loves Ogun, but remains lovesick, keeping dumb about it. But in the course of making innovations in the reclamation together with other young people, their love bears a beautiful flower. Feeling satisfied at the successes they have made so far, the passive and conservative managerial chairman and work team leader think it good to work as lightly as an ass. Their ideological backwardness constantly triggers off laughter that gives a lot of lessons to the people. With cheerful laughter and clever and witty humor, the light comedy clearly shows the idea that they should not rest content with the successes they have made so far, but make continued innovations and continued advance. As it corresponds with the demand of the present times for setting foot on their land, but eyes far ahead at the world, the light comedy evokes great response of the people even now, though it was created tens of years ago. The light comedy, Echo of the Mountain, is loved by the people as Kim Il-sung tries to walk on it and made a masterpiece of Korea. You've been listening to an accountant at Tantum, light comedy, Echo of the Mountain, another masterpiece of Korea. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we present our account under the title, Sinister Attempt to Do Harm to Compatriots in Collusion with Outsiders. Some time ago, the traitorous Leninist group of South Korea started examining a resolution on additional sanctions against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea under the pretext of the results of investigation into the sinking of the warship. The keynote of the resolution includes the introduction of total arms embargo, freezing of assets, and expansion of prohibited travelers. The traitors are reportedly examining a plan to submit a resolution to the UN Security Council jointly with the United States, Japan, and others. Such moves of the puppets are an expression of the sinister attempt to tighten political and military scissors on the TPLK worldwide in collision with outsiders and further intensify sanctions and pressure so as to bring down the TPLK at any cost. The recent sinking of the warship is a product of the despicable, sycophantic, and treacherous moves of the South Korean authorities and the senseless confrontation with fellow countrymen from A to Z. But the traitors regarded the case as an important occasion to do harm to the TPLK in collision with their US and Japanese masters. Calling on their masters frequently, the conservatives viciously slandered the TPLK and jealously begged them for strengthened sanctions against the TPLK, concerted actions and cooperation at the UN Security Council. Right after the announcement of the results of the investigation, the United States, Japan, and other hostile countries opposed to the TPLK dared to insult the TPLK and cried for intensified sanctions and pressure through the UN Security Council as if they waited for the opportunity. After all, the announcement of the results of investigation into the sinking of the warship and the ensuing frantic confrontation moves against the TPLK are an unprecedented provocative masquerade orchestrated by the master and the stooge with intent to destroy the North-South relations and stifle the compatriots. It is a determination and will of the Korean people to settle accounts with the puppets running amok to challenge the TPLK in collision with outside forces. The Leninist group are revealing their criminal attempt to attack the compatriots in league with their US and Japanese masters, remaining utterly indifferent to the North-South relations and the destiny of the nation. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea will never pardon the Leninist group, but resolutely punish them in the name of the Korean nation. That was an account on the title, Sinister Attempt to Do Harm to Compatriots in Collusion with Outsiders. This is the Voice of Korea. Now here is a mere solo. We don't say an empty word.
Oh, my God. Dear listeners, with this, we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.